This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And today we welcome FVCC Foundation's Chief Development Officer, Tagen Vine.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin. Good to see you.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, now what am I doing? Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong. Just a second here.
Got to turn him on.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
There he goes.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you this
there
morning. Thanks
go.
For having me.
Good.
Yeah. So how are you enjoying this gig?
It's been great. You know, it'll be 2 years here this December, and it's been empowering to help students, you know, meet their dreams by scholarships and helping them find a way through college, as well as the launch of the new Wacholz College Center. It's been a joy.
Yeah. So the foundation, what does the foundation do that the college doesn't do?
I think what our role is to raise the funds to help students achieve their dreams. Scholarships is a big part of what we do. Our mission is to improve those lives through scholarships, academic programs, and learning facilities. So we raise money for capital to help with the facilities and money for programs, faculty, and the scholarships are huge. Last year, $1.2 million in scholarships to about 800-plus students.
Is it fair to say that the college would not be able to do all that it does without the foundation?
I would say, you know, I mean, there's so many students who can attend college because of the generous support of our community and investing in the students at whatever age and whatever stage of life they're in to allow them to change careers or start a new career, whatever the case may be. And if it weren't for scholarships, I don't know that they'd be able to go to school. And if they're not able to go to school, then the college doesn't have as many attendees. And it is this great symbiotic relationship between the two.
Oh, what about some of the other things? I'm thinking the wonderful facility that the Wacholz Center has become for the entire community.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, for our community college, we're not able to use university funds to build our facilities. We have to raise those locally, and they have to be funded locally. So the philanthropy, the philanthropic impact on capital and the buildings for the nursing school, the new library and coffee shop, and the new Wacholz College Center with the performance hall and the event center could not have happened on our campus without the generous support of all these philanthropists who invested in the project.
What's their motivation? How do you get people to donate millions of dollars?
You know, it's fascinating.
How do you do that?
I think what's fascinating is they have the initiative to want to be able to do something positive in the world, and they see the impact that especially that community colleges are having and helping people of all ages and stages of life find their passion or find something that works for them, help our community with economic development and support new businesses that are growing and looking for new employees. And I don't know that the college will be able to do that without the generous support. And these folks see that, and they see the impact that scholarship giving has. Scholarship donors are very different. They see their giving in a way to help somebody with that hand up and to help them launch on something that they wouldn't be able to do themselves. And as far as facilities goes, I think they recognize that new college center is not here without that capital campaign.
I'm a community college graduate, Shoreline Community College in Seattle, and it was a fabulous facility, and I got a great first 2 years of college education here and an associate degree. But when I look at what Shoreline is and what Flathead Valley Community College is, there's a vast difference here. We have so much more just simply because it's more than just for students.
Yeah, I didn't realize, you know, obviously until I moved over to the college, what we really had here. When I started looking around the country at what other community colleges looked like and what they offered their communities, we are really one of the top community colleges in the country. And just when I look at what Dr. Karras does, Jane Karras has been the president of the college for over 23 years now, and her partnerships with the community and looking for ways that the community college can help the community grow in a good way and with economic development, but also support those businesses, as well as what do the students need and what are they looking for, whether they're transferring or whether they're doing something in the trades, healthcare, welding, whatever the case may be. So it's really a fascinating place to be, because continuing education, the senior centers, all those wonderful programs, in addition to the academic and trades programs.
We used to have these discussions back in the, back in the late 80s and early 90s in Denver. And one of those discussions was midlife career changes. When you think about, my dad was a Kalispell firefighter. He did 20 years and retired, and then went on to a second career. But today, people's work life extends into their 70s. Your work life could be 50, 60 years. That's a long time to be in just one gig.
Yeah, or maybe industry changes, right? I mean, we saw when some of the mills closed back in the early 2000s, and some of those folks were given the resources to go get retrained. And I remember when we were at the hospital, we had a guy who used to work up at Owens and Hearst up in Eureka. He got retrained in information technology, and he came to work with our computer science team at the hospital for many years, and he was terrific. So yeah, it depends on that industry changes, or I just want to do something new.
Yeah, and you know, if you can get to a point 20 or 30 years into your career and say, you know, I'd like to try something else, but there's a couple of challenges you've got. First of all, you've got to learn a new business and a new industry. You've got to get new skills. But the other thing you have to do is figure out a way to make the transition, because you're not going to make as much money when you start out, because when you're starting out all over again, just like you didn't make much money when you started out.
Yeah, a reinvestment in yourself there, true.
Sure. So making that investment in yourself, that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's incredible when I read the stories that come in with these scholarship applications and why these students are pursuing this industry or this career, and what the impacts on their life have been and the challenges they've had to overcome. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm just continually impressed by folks that have pulled themselves up and want to get after whatever it is they're choosing to pursue in their lives. They've been through a lot, many of them, and just really impressive to see that they're pursuing college or a certificate of some kind.
Yeah, we were thinking about that the other day. You know, my wife is a lifelong educator, and so we're out at Hooper's getting a new tree. My tree died, so I get it. Anyway, we're getting a new tree, and of course, this young guy comes out and lifts that tree up and puts it up in the vehicle for us. But, you know, and Judy says, well, you know, what do you do? You know, and he says, well, I'm a student at FECC. He says, I was a running start student when I was in high school, and now I'm, you know, going to FECC. And I said, well, what are you studying? And he said, computer science. You know, this is an opportunity to transition from high school to college about as seamlessly as you possibly can.
It really is quite an investment our community makes. This is our community college. You know, we local taxpayers and tuition and some state funding all go together to make this local community college ours and to be able to respond to the needs of these students. And it is pretty impressive when you see that somebody who wants to try something new or you know, just make a midlife change, that they have that opportunity to do here, and money shouldn't be the impediment. And that's one of the other wonderful things about the college is the value proposition of a community college and the pricing of that and being able to really come out of 2 years without any debt.
Boy, that's something. And to be able to start out at a place like Montana State or University of Montana as a junior.
Absolutely. It's a great start. If you got those running start credits or any of that stuff, that even helps even further.
Yeah. Tag and Vine is our guest. So now we've talked about the foundation and why a community college is a good thing. We've got an opportunity for us all to kick in and have some fun and make the college some money, too, and we'll do that next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. Easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today, the FECC Foundation Director of Development, Tag and Vine, is with us, so let's party.
Yeah, this is a great week to get it started.
Tell us about the Festival of Flavors.
Well, this is the 16th year of the Festival of Flavors, and many folks who've been a part of that have seen that it is a multi-day, multi-food festival. festival, multi-day food festival. So we start off, we kick off this Friday, the 29th, with our kickoff party is going to be outdoors at the Wacolz College Center in the O'Shaughnessy Outdoor Amphitheater. We'll have the Quist family there. We'll have Holiday and Rob, and then Chloe with them performing. We'll have a few food trucks. The price point is at $40 for adults. Get you a couple drinks and some dinner, and $10 for the kiddos. There'll be kids games and other games for the adults to play there, and just a good night to kick things off. And then a couple days later, we have a few private dinners over the course of the midweek and small 30 to 40 person dinners. And then we'll finish it all off with the grand wine tasting on October 7th. And all in all, that whole week we'll raise $250,000 to $500,000 for scholarships that will be distributed over the next couple of years to students that we just talked about, then the importance and the impact of those scholarships.
Well, so what do we have to do to get involved in these events?
Hey, come on down. You can give the foundation a call at 756-3419, or you can go to www.fvcc.edu/foundation, or you can go to fvcc.edu and just look for us in the menu and go to the foundation page and buy tickets for this Friday's kickoff is what we've got left. Everything else is sold out. These
even
events,
even the final
grand wine for 450 people has been sold out pretty much since the first few days.
Wow.
So these events have become so popular, and the grand wine tasting is 14 food vendors and 12 wineries and a brewery, and that is a very popular event. And after 16 years, it is no secret. Yeah. So that thing goes fairly fast, and so do those private dinners, those little 30 and 40 person dinners, because it's our culinary school.
Yeah,
the culinary school is absolutely fabulous.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it sure
They do
is.
A great job.
Yeah, Robin and I have enjoyed many of those.
Yeah. And I know that they teach them at the culinary school all different things besides just fixing the food, waiting on the tables and the
They
whole
do.
Thing.
They get the whole class and the catering part, as well as the restaurant and the chemistry and all the creativity, all of it.
Well, let me ask you, Festival Flavors, I understand that. What is the Festival of Flavors online auction?
That starts today at noon. So, even if somebody isn't able to attend any of the events, maybe they're away, or maybe they want to participate but don't have the evenings open.
Or maybe you didn't get your tickets soon enough.
Or maybe, darn it, you didn't quite get your tickets soon enough, but you want to bid. All bidding is going to close on October 7th at our grand wine tasting, but everybody can bid on the silent auction all the way up until October 7th. So that opens today at noon, and you can go to that same www.fvcc.edu. /foundation, and you can find our online auction there starting at noon today. We got a lot of great things on there from our talented art staff, our art faculty at the college. They've made some really neat things, as well as neat trips that we've got coming. An electric bike, I believe, is in there. So there's some good items for people to take a look at.
All right. Sounds like a fun time. Entrepreneurship. We talk a lot about that, and boy, we've got something big to talk about when it comes to entrepreneurship, and Robin will ask you about that next. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's big news.
Outfitting your family for winter sports can be a slippery slope. From equipment to clothing, expenses add up faster than a downhill run. This can help. My name is Kristen Delton from Glacier Bank, member FDIC, welcoming you to Save Money Headquarters. The Kalispell Ski Swap is October 7th at the fairgrounds. It's biggest swap around and the place to buy or consign new and used gear. All shapes, sizes, brands, colors, and styles for everyone in your family at a fraction of the cost. Like fresh powder, saving money feels good. So will knowing the proceeds benefit Kalispell Ski Club. Complete details including consignment, early access to the sale, and a family fun night. All at KalispellSkiClub.com.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Our conversation this morning with Flathead Valley Community College Chief Development Officer Tagan Vine. And one of the things I wanted to mention, you mentioned the Wacolz College Center. We're going to see Tower of Power there. That'll be in October on the 26th. And they have a separate website from the fvcc.edu. Wacolzcollegecenter.org, and I was noticing, John, not only Tower of Power, but Susie Boggess on November 5th and Three Dog Night on the 26th. One of the dogs is the original dogs. Anyway, there. The Whitefish Community College Speaker Series, John Lithgow.
How about that? Yeah.
Son of a gun. You know, there's a lot
and
going
Henry
on.
And Henry Winkler.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. The Fonz is going to be here.
So do check out WacholtzCollegeCenter.org. Stay in touch with that and get your tickets early. And make sure you're buying it from the college website because there's some scalpers out there.
Yes, great. Thank you for that tip. Stick to that.
Anyway, John had mentioned the entrepreneurship. And tell us about that. I understand you just got a huge donation for the center.
Speaking of Wacholtz.
Yeah.
Mr. Paul Wacholtz has done it again.
He's the most amazing guy. When I go to the post office, I see him 3 or 4 days a week. I walk up, hey, Paul, hey, John, that's it.
Fantastic, yes.
Nothing else, the most unassuming guy you would ever want to meet in your life.
Well, as you guys know, Paul made a significant investment in the future of our community with that transformational gift of $4 million for the new Wacholtz College Center, along with many other very generous individuals. And Paul has decided that he would also like to see the spirit of entrepreneurship continue to blossom and grow here in the Flathead and in Montana. And so he's investing an additional $4 million FVCC to start an entrepreneurship center. Because as you guys know, it's not just people with four-year degrees that start new businesses.
That's right.
You know, we've got a lot of students who are getting a two-year certificate or in welding programs, electrician programs, and someday they may be hanging their own shingle. Mm-hmm. How do they start a new business? You know, how do they form a business? What kind of business? How do they access capital? All those things, incubators, opportunities to start small and grow big, or maybe a competition to be able to try your idea out from a budding little idea and take it to fruition. How do you do that? So Paul believes wholeheartedly, obviously has been a very successful entrepreneur himself, is a two-year community college grad himself, and believes that community college is a great place to put the future of an entrepreneurial spirit for the Flathead Valley and keep that as a spark.
So tell us about the center itself. How do you envision this as looking?
I think Dr. Karras is working with a lot of our faculty and other people in the community and listening to entrepreneurs who have done startups, who are in the middle of doing startups, who are serial startuppers. If that's not, probably not a word, but we'll make it one for this morning. And she's really listening. And what things are going to be just inherent and you've got to haves? You know, how do you write a business plan? How do you access capital? Some of those things. But what about how do you access business leaders around the world and maybe have them share some tips with local students on what helped make them successful and the amount of work and effort it takes to be a startup, and are you ready for that commitment? And here's what I did, and here's some of the little tricks of the trade. So how do we take somebody who's in local Flathead Valley and give them access to the world? And I think Entrepreneurship Center will provide the technology and possibly the connections to engage successful business leaders from around the world and with our students at Flathead Valley.
So will this be a certificated program?
Yeah, I think it could be academic. It could be some non-credit courses so that other individuals could come in and take some classes. So I think a lot of the idea of what that entrepreneurship center is going to be is still in the works and bringing ideas together from different locations. We've got some great programs at our universities with Blackstone launch pads and some of those things. So what's going to make this one unique? And I think Dr. Karras and a team are putting that together.
Perhaps some seminars, too, for the rest of us?
Right, absolutely. You know, but we've done a lot of those startup days. Startup weekends and some of those things. Maybe there's more of those where we tag team with some of our chambers and Montana West Economic Development to bring the ideas out. And yeah, continuing education, you know, it'd be great to provide more opportunities for people to learn more about how they might start a new business at 60 years old. Because maybe after, like you said earlier, you know, a second career might be not to go work for somebody else, but to do my own thing that I've always dreamed of. So how do I get started?
And there are those now with all the opportunities for working from home,
right?
There are many, many things you can do that just require some business sense.
Yeah, and I think Montana is known as being the number one entrepreneurial state in the union, I believe. So I think that this just continues to feed
so
that.
So if you've always had the idea for something, to launch something, an idea to market a fur sink.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
A first sink?
Yes.
Yeah, you never know.
Robin,
See, you might have just let us know all in on your idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I let it out of the bag there. The reason I mention it is I have so many cats where I live. But, yeah, I had ideas when I was younger, and I just didn't know where to go, what to do. So this is a great idea.
It sure is. And we've got great resources here in the Valley. And, again, this will be a partnership. You know, that's one of the things that I've really been so impressed with being on the inside of the college. You recognize it from the outside as well. But the importance of those partnerships with other community members like Chambers, like Montana West Economic Development Jobs, all those folks, really great programs that we work together.
All right. So let's circle back to Festival of Flavors going on this week.
www.fvcc.edu/foundation. The kickoff is Friday night, the 29th. Should be a great outdoor activity. And if the weather doesn't cooperate, we'll move it inside. That's the great thing about our new event center is there's lots of different spaces that we can use.
Plan B, Plan C.
We got it all in that box outside. Thank you.
And that's the one event that's available still.
That is the one event that's currently available.
And don't forget about the auction.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. That starts today at noon. Thanks, John. Thanks, Robin.
Auction. All right.
Appreciate
Tag
you guys. Thanks
so much. It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.